Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, with you on Go the Distance. We seem never to be satisfied with what we have, whether we're rich or poor, healthy or sick, but what a difference it makes when we realize that everything that we have has been given to us by God. King David prayed in 1 Chronicles, "Wealth and honor come from you." He went on to say, "We give thanks and praise to your glorious name. Everything comes from you." You know, Billy Graham visited a man once who was wealthy and successful. He was really an envy of all his friends and business associates. But they talked, and as they talked, he broke down in tears, confessing that he was very miserable inside. Wealth had not been able to fill the empty place in his heart. A few hours later, Billy Graham visited another man not too far away. His house was a humble place, almost had nothing in the way of world's possessions, and yet his face was radiant. And he talked about how he was doing the work for Christ and how Christ had filled his life with meaning and purpose. The second man was really rich, actually, although he didn't have much. He had learned to be thankful for everything God had given him. Paul declared, "I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." There is a spirit of thankfulness that makes all the difference. Are you constantly preoccupied by what you do not have, or have you learned to thank God for what you do have? This is John Church with Katy Park Baptist Church, reminding you to go the distance in Christ.